I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Welcome to the greatest show in the universe, where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to remain disciplined and remain confident, even when discipline and confidence haven't produced the results you expected, at least not yet. On top of all this, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, which means you will go and make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset and the podcast called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is, you deserve to believe in yourself. You deserve to be confident. You deserve to see success for yourself. You deserve to be willing to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and you deserve to follow through on that willingness and put yourself out there boldly and authentically in your life. Why is today's topic today's topic? Because, as I've mentioned many times here, a lot of people go through life just in not only a feeling of fear, like I talked about a couple days ago, but just the feeling of not fully believing. I mean, fear and not fully believing kind of go hand in hand. When you're afraid of whether or not you'll be able to succeed, that means you're not fully believing in if you can succeed. And if you're not fully confident in yourself, that means there's some part of you that is afraid that trying is going to produce something other than the actual result that you want to produce. You deserve to believe in yourself. And the reason why I'm talking about this, I'm going to give them away as I get into the points that I'm going to give here today. But the most important reason I'm bringing this up, because if you don't believe in yourself, you can't get to the outcome that you want, regardless of how much game you have. That's an important point. I'm going to repeat that point because I want to make sure y'all get it, even though this podcast is called Work on Your Game. And it's all about keeping yourself inspired or motivated or activated or locked in, whatever phrase you want to use that gets you going to do what you need to do. No matter how much game you have, how much skill you have, how many things you've achieved, how much resources you acquire, if you don't fully believe in yourself, regardless of how much game you have, you are not going to reach your outcome. You won't be able to pull all that game out of you. Not all of it. You'll be able to pull some of it, but not all of it out if you're not fully in belief of yourself. If you don't fully believe in your own success and fully believe in your chances of achievement, you are not going to get the outcome you want, even if you have all the game in the world. You ever seen someone who didn't have as much game as you, but they were getting more of a result than you? You ever seen someone who just didn't have that much game, period? They weren't even doing something that you do, but you could tell that they weren't really that great at it, but because their belief level was so high, they were getting the results. You ever seen that happen? Maybe temporarily for a person. You ever seen it work long term for a person who may not even have that much skill, but for whatever reason, they keep getting results, and you're like, how the hell does this person have 1/10 of my skill, but they had 10 times my results? You ever seen that happen? It's because the level of belief. You deserve to believe in yourself. And I'll explain why I word it that way, that you deserve to believe in yourself, not just you should, or it's a good idea, or why to believe in yourself. I'm going to tell you here today why you deserve to believe in yourself. Number one reason is that there is only one you. There's only one you. Fill in the blank with your name. Now, maybe somebody else has the exact same name as you, but there's only one you. There's only one combination of your entire makeup, your physical makeup, your mental makeup, the background that you're from, who your parents are, where you live, how you live, the experiences you've gone through. There's only one of you. That combination of all those things that I just mentioned has never happened before, and it will never happen again. And all that means this: your capabilities that come as a result of all of those things combined, your capabilities are unique to you. You're the only one who can do it, how you do it, in your way, with your particular flavor, which is flavored by everything that you've been through in life. No one else can do it exactly like you. Which means if you don't do it, whatever that it is, whatever that outcome that you're working on your game to get, whatever that outcome is, if you don't do it, it's impossible for it to ever happen. It cannot be done by anybody else if you don't do it. As Rakim said in his song, it can be done, but only I can do it. That's from the 80s. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's okay. If you don't do it, it's not ever going to take place, because there is only one you out there. Point number two. How does it feel to not believe? Have you ever been in a place in your life where you were doing the thing, or at least attempting to do the thing, or you were in position to do the thing, but you didn't really fully believe in yourself? You didn't fully believe in the outcome. You didn't fully believe that what you were doing was actually going to produce a result. You know what that feels like, huh? You know what that feels like, don't you? You've been there before. I'm just venturing to guess that you listening to this, you know what it feels like to not fully believe in yourself and in your actions and in the results, maybe even in other people who you happen to be working with. You know how it feels to not fully believe. Is that fun? Is it fun to not fully believe? Do you like it? Did you enjoy the feeling of not fully believing? I would assume that it wasn't fun. I would assume that you didn't like it. I would assume that you wouldn't want to go there again. I would assume that for you, it was kind of an uncomfortable feeling. You didn't like that feeling. It is not something that you want to revisit. It's a not fun thing. But sometimes you don't even want to look forward to the next day when you're not believing. You don't believe something's going to work out that's happening tomorrow. You're not even looking forward to getting to tomorrow to see it not work out. You know that that's not the life you deserve to have, right? Not believing, since you know what it feels like, since you've been there before, since you have experienced that uncomfortable feeling, going through the stuff that you didn't really want to go through, since you've been there before, that means you understand that that's not the life that you deserve to have. You know that you were not put on this planet to live a life of lacking confidence, not getting what you want to get, not doing what you want to do, just living your entire life in a state of non-belief, the state of anything less than full 100% faith. Applied faith that you're going to do the things that you want to do in your life. This feeling of complete confidence that you actually are going to reach your destiny. You know that you were not born to live that way, right? As long as you agree with that, then you know this is not the life that you deserve to have. If you ever not fully believe that there's any part of your life right now that you don't fully believe that you're going to get the outcome that you want to get, you know that's not the life you were put here to live. You're going against the will of the universe. The universe put you here to do certain things, to achieve a certain outcome, to reach a certain destiny. If the way you're living right now is not in full belief of that, you're going against the universe. And when you go against the universe, usually you lose. I haven't heard of one person yet who went against the universe and won. So you don't need to go against the destiny that's already been set up for you. You don't need to go against the will of the universe, the will of whatever higher spirit you want to appeal to. If it's just the will of the universe, that's fine. The will of yourself, if you want to just say you can't go against that and win. So when you feel like you don't fully believe, when you feel like this is not going to work out, when you feel like all this effort is a waste of time, and that moment that you're thinking that, just having the energy of thinking it, you are going against your will. You're going against your own destiny with that lack of belief. That's not the life you deserve to live. That's not the life you would want to live. And it's also not going to produce anything positive for you. All it's going to do is lead to negativity, negative energy, and failure, because you're going against the universe. The universe just has more power than you. The universe has more resources than you have. All your resources came from it. It did not come from you. Point number three, today's topic being you deserve to believe in yourself. Life is more fun when you're confident in yourself. Can we agree? Now, even though you know what it feels like, at the same time that you know what it feels like to not believe, to not be fully confident, to know that things are not going to work out, to quote unquote know they're not going to work out and then have them not work out, which verifies your thinking, you also know what it feels like when you're fully confident. Remember the last time you were just fully confident of what you were doing? You knew it was going to work out. You knew no matter what happened, no matter what circumstances came or what changed or what somebody else tried to do or tried to say or how anybody else was feeling, you knew it was going to work out the way that you wanted it to. You know what it feels like to be fully confident of yourself in anything that you do. Maybe in certain areas you've been fully confident while in other areas you weren't quite so sure. But you know what it feels like to be fully confident. There's something that all of us at some area of all of our lives, something that we are 100% fully confident in. Do you have more fun in that area where you're 100% or more fun in this other area where you're fearful, not really believing, you're doubting, you're questioning yourself all the time? Which area do you have more fun in? Which one is more comfortable for you? Which one feels more natural to you? The non-believing one or the fully believing one? If your answer is the latter, the fully believing one, understand that when you're fully confident in any area of your life, you do more. You feel better. You see more of the world. You're more likely to fulfill yourself there. You feel more fulfilled in that area where you're fully confident than in the area where you're not confident. I mean, that just makes sense even if you never experienced it. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to make sense without experience, because all of us have experienced areas where we are fully confident 100%. We do more in those areas because we're confident. We feel better because we're getting results. When you're confident getting results, it just feels good. You see more of what's available to you because of your confidence that whatever you see, you'll be able to deal with it. When you're not fully confident, you don't even want to look at certain things because you know it's not going to be good news. Or at least you are predicting in your mind it won't be good news. And when that's the way you really feel, that's usually what happens. You're more likely to fulfill yourself, feel fulfilled, and feel like you've gotten everything you could get out of a situation when you're fully confident in it than a situation when you're not confident, because you won't even put yourself in line to get everything out of it if you're not confident. Does that make sense to you? Life is more fun when you're fully confident. Let's recap today's topic, which is you deserve to believe in yourself. Point number one, there is only one you. Your capabilities, your background, your history, everything you've been through, that is a unique mix that is only yours. And if you don't do what needs to be done with that mix, it will never be done, because no one else can do it the way that you can do it with your specific mix that is unique 100% to you. Point number two. You know what it feels like to not believe. It probably wasn't fun. You probably didn't like it. You don't want to go back there again because it's an uncomfortable feeling. You don't produce much in that energy. Nobody around you is responding to you because of the energy that you have. You don't want to be there. All right? Sometimes you just don't even want to be. You know you don't want to be there. You may have to go there, and you know you don't want to go there. You know that's not the life you deserve to live. Life was not set up for you to suffer, to feel terrible all the time and not believe in yourself and have this negative energy that's repelling people. Life was not set up for you to do that. So if you've been doing it, understand that's not what you were placed here to do. Point number three, when you feel fully confident and full belief 100%, life is more fun in those times. When you're in those times, you will do more, you will feel better, you'll see more of the world, and you're more likely to fulfill yourself and your destiny when you are in full belief. That is the exact reason why you not only need to, you not only should want to, but you deserve to fully believe in yourself. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.